Good morning. State your name, please.
Randy Rubbercomb.
Raise your hand. Solemn swear testimony you're about to give me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. State your case, please.
I'm here in regards to the Waterview management.
Sir?
08-05.
You get the full microphone.
I'm here for 08-05-34, the Waterview Landing LLC. That's on the docket number 6. We just had an opportunity to get together, the adjacent landowners, and we've really determined that we're not really qualified to argue this in front of the commission. And we've like to be able to have 1 month to retain an attorney to represent us, John Daniel. And the group have spoken, and he's interested in representing us on this. So we'd like to have a continuance until next month.
Have you, in fact, retained counsel at this
juncture?
Yes, we have. Okay. Mr. Grab, your position on the matter. I recall this matter was continued last month. Can you give me the circumstances for which it was continued last month?
You'll recall that in December we heard a wetlands appeal on this.
Right.
It was continued a month at the request at that time of the
opposition.
The wetlands appeal was continued. We didn't put it on the January agenda because of the length of the agenda. But the commission's policy has been to only continue an item when an appellant is requesting, if it's with the concurrence of the applicant. The applicant is here and represented today, and the staff's recommendation would be we have no problem with continuing if the applicant, in this case, agreed to continue. But it's a question for the commission.
Okay, is the applicant here represented? Mr. Edley, good morning, sir.
Good morning. My name is Chuck Ridley.
Solemn swear testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so if you got
it. I do.
Proceed.
My name is Chuck Ridley with Williamsburg Environmental Group. I represent Waterview in this matter. I have conferred with my client, and they are requesting that the commission act on the application before them today. There has been quite a bit of history. I can understand the Mr. Rivercombe's position, but there seems to have been plenty of time to seek assistance from others. This matter was before the Middlesex Wetlands Board for most of last summer. And it's now come back to you for your action.
Okay. I don't mean to diminish where it's been before, but I think when it gets to this level, I think it's maybe a little bit different. I'll leave it up to the commission. Comments by the commission members?
Mr.
Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If one of the parties has just now retained counsel, seems to me that they ought to be afforded an opportunity to present their case as well. And if they'd just done that, they would not have had time to prepare the case. Seems to me to be appropriate to continue it, give both sides a fair hearing on the issue.
Is that a motion?
I would move that we continue Waterview Landing 08-0534 to next month.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? Let me just tell you that I like to keep the dockets moving. I don't like, but at the same time, having spent time in court before, I think it's appropriate that everyone has an opportunity to put on their best offense and defense, especially when it's at probably one of the last areas of decision making. So with that, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. We will hear it at the March meeting. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.